The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach Dalad. Shloi lasei schoye bedover ha'osar. Sifam alav du dalad. Sif alav. Kol dover sh'osar min ha'toyel ba'achila, anything that is an issa d'araisa to eat, afa pishu muta ba'hanoi, even though it's something that's muta to benefit from, so for example, meat cooked together with milk, that you can't have any benefit from. But even something that you cannot benefit from, such as a piece of pork, that's not, there's no issa hanoi on it, but it is something that is a food item that's asur to eat min ha'Torah. Muhudava hamiyuchad lemachol, if it's something that's a food item, asur la'aseis b'yischoyeh, you're not allowed to do business with it, or la'halvus alav, or to lend on it. Now, there are a lot of chokim about lending on it, but let's talk about doing schoyeh with it. So, let's say you heard that selling hot dogs on the street corner in Gallup, New Mexico is a great business, and you're going to hire somebody, you're going to buy hot dogs, and you're going to send someone there to go and sell it. And of course, you don't want to be machshel any yidden, so you're going to tell the person that whoever you sell to, you got to make sure that they're going miyuchasim, that they don't have any Jewish lineage, and because, you know, nachem allowed to eat treif, that's not a problem. So you're going to do that. It's still no good. Why? Because you're doing business. You're buying the treifa meat, and you're selling the treifa meat to even though to people who are allowed to eat it, but still you're doing business with a food item that's usa to eat min ha'Torah. Vafilu says, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues, liknoisei lahachila lepoel nachri usa. Even if you're going to buy it in order to feed your nachri worker, that's also not allowed. Now there are differences of opinion on that. If you hired a bunch of workers and you're chayiv to feed them, you have a factory, you have to feed them, there are differences of opinion on that. If someone has that situation, they should speak to their Rav. But certainly to do business with it, to buy it, and then to sell it, is not allowed. Aval dava sheino oimid la'achila, but something that's not a food item, could go in susum v'chamayim, like horses or donkeys, which are, again, min ha'Torah, they're usur to eat, but they're not a food item, so mutar la'aseis behem schoyer, you're allowed to do business with them. The chaylev gam kein muta b'schayim. Also, the forbidden fats of a kosher animal, even though that's also to eat min ha'Torah, but you're allowed to do business with the forbidden fats of an animal that's a kosher animal. Sharei nemar boi, because it says in the pasuk about the fats, yeyos alchol malacha. They can be used for any purpose, and so therefore you're allowed to buy and sell those items. So, if someone wants to open up a pet store, and he's going to be selling dogs and cats, say, so even though dogs and cats are not kosher to eat, but people don't eat dogs and cats, so therefore that's not considered a food item, so therefore it would be fine to sell that. That's not an issue. Okay, so whether this is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan is a big machlokes. It starts off in the Rishonim, and even in the later tshuvas, it's still a machlokes whether it's a d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. If it's a d'oraisa, so the Torah says if you're buying and selling something that's not kosher, so then it's not allowed. If it's d'rabbanan, so the reason they give him a d'rabbanan is that it was a gezeirah. If a person is doing business with it, he shouldn't come to eat it. It's always around him. It's in his store. You know, he might take, inadvertently, he might take a little nash, which is, you know, what people do sometimes. He might come to eat it. So therefore, Chazal would geizer midrabbanan not to eat it, according to the opinions that say it's a drabbanan. So let's say a person, Sam Sefer has a tshuva where a person used to buy not kosher fish from country A and have it shipped to country B, and then country B would pay for it, and he would get the money, and he never touched the food. It was never in his presence. It always went from two different countries outside of his country. So if the reason that this is us as midaraisa, so then if he owns the fish when he purchased it, and now he's selling it, So he's still over the Avera. He can't do that because he's doing business with it. He's buying and selling it. However, if the Issa is only Midrabanan, so then it's never in his domain. He's never going to come to eat from it. It's far away from him. So says the Chasam Sofer, if it's a Shas of Chag situation, so what you can do is you can not take title to the fish, meaning if you don't own the fish ever, when you bought it, you don't buy the fish. You don't own the fish. You just tell the first company to send it to the second company, and then they'll make all the payments, and you don't own the fish at all. So then that would be okay, because whichever way you look at it, the Reisa Durabanan, you were okay. You didn't own it, so you weren't doing business with it, because you never owned it. So if it was a Reisa, that's not an issue. And in terms of the Durabanan, that you might come to eat from it if it's in your domain, well, here, it's never in your domain. So some questions that people ask is, okay, well, what do, let's say, nursing homes do? Where a nursing homeowner, he, let's say, has to feed, you know, hundreds of patients, and we're assuming that they're only nachrim, they're no yidden, and so he wants to serve them not kosher food, which costs him much less than buying kosher food. So what can he do? So here, again, part of the nursing home responsibility is not just to house the patients and give them medical care, but to feed them also. So that would be doing business with not kosher food if you're buying it to now feed them. So therefore, what they usually do in that situation is the nursing home owner will set up a nachri to be the official commissary supplier for the nursing home. He's the one who's in charge of supplying the food. And he'll pay him a certain amount of money to do that. And even though that person is using the nursing home kitchen, which he's renting from him, etc., and the person who's doing it is really not making much of a profit because the owner is the one who's really managing this whole thing, but he doesn't go anywhere near the food, and it's not his. So therefore, that would be one of the ways to deal with that issue, according to Chuvas Chasam Sofer. Another question that people ask is, can they buy stock in, say, like a company like McDonald's, say, where they're doing business with not kosher food, and we said you're not allowed to do business with it. So if you own stock, so in theory, you own some shares of the company, and the company is buying and selling hamburgers. So that technically should be a problem based on what we just learned. So the answer to that question is we have to look exactly what stock ownership really means, even though in secular law it means that you own a piece of the company. But the question is, in halacha, usually control is what determines if you own something. So if you have a controlling interest, then certainly that would not be allowed. But if you're buying something that's below a controlling interest, and you're, say, buying, let's say, whatever, 1,000 shares, 5,000 shares, so can you make any changes in the company? Can you control the company at all? Can you go there and say, I own 5,000 shares, I'm taking a case of plastic straws? No, you can't. You don't have ownership. Ownership is really the people who have control. If you don't have control, and there are other shareholders that, due to their size, have control, so therefore, you're just basically an investor. You're giving them money, and you're getting in return a percentage of the profits. But you don't own it. Ownership means that you control something. So therefore, the minig is to be makel to allow people to buy shares in companies that are selling nevelos and trefas. They're selling food that's not kosher, as long as it's a company that you are not a shareholder of significance that can control anything. However, when it comes to Chametz on Pesach, since people are doing a Shtar Mechira anyway, so they'll throw in any Chametz that is owned via your shares of a company that might do business with Chametz. The reason being is there's really no downside to that, so why not do that as well? But Me'ik Adin, the minig is to be Mekel, and therefore buying stock in those companies is not a problem in terms of this halacha. Let's go to Sif Beis. In Nizdamen La'odom Ba'akroi Dova Oser, if, let's say, it happens upon someone that he ends up with something that's a food item that's Oser to eat in that Torah, Kagoyin Shitzad Dogim, like he went fishing. Ba'ala Bin Tzudasei Dog Tamei, and lo and behold, in the net where he caught all the other fish, came up a fish that was a not kosher species. Let's say someone He had a cow. He was going to shecht it because he wanted to eat it. And after shechting the cow, they checked the cow, and the cow's not kosher because its lungs were not satisfactory. So now that food is also to eat minat Torah. So what does he do with it? So mutal l'marchvam. He's allowed to sell them. Kivan shlo niskar l'kach, because this all happened inadvertently. He wasn't trying to do business buying and selling something that was also to eat. He went to buy, he got the cow, he thought it was going to be kosher, and that was his intent. And it happened that the cow became not kosher, so now he's allowed to sell it, because he wasn't trying to do business with it. It came to his hand inadvertently. V'tzarach l'machor miyad, but you have to sell it immediately. V'lo yamtin achitei shmein etzlo. You can't decide to stay with the item and get it to be fat. Let's say you inadvertently ended up with that fish and it's still alive. You figured, hey, it's a small fish. Let me put it in the tank and I'll let it grow till it gets to be big, and I can sell it for a lot of money. That you're not allowed to do. Yachal amacho gam aydei shliach. And if, let's say, you don't have the connections to sell the merchandise, but you know someone that does, so you can have it sold through a shliach. Even though the shliach will get a percentage of the profit, that's okay, because you're allowed to sell it, because it came to hand inadvertently, and the shliach is just helping you out, and even though he's getting a profit for that, that's okay. But the shliach, he can't buy it from you. You can't sell it to this yid who will then go and try to sell it to someone else. The imkain, because for that second person, that would be doing business. He'd be buying it and selling it. Over here, he's not buying it. In the first case, he's not buying it. He's just helping you find a buyer for something you're allowed to sell. But if he would buy it, so then he's doing business with it. He's buying it and then he's selling it. A common application of this halacha comes December time. A lot of times, people that you do business with will send you a gift basket, a food basket, and it'll have in there different items, many of which won't be kosher, some of them which might not be kosher midaraisa. They might have a can of some beef jerky or some other type of food item that's asa to eat, even if it was made from a cow, if it wasn't shechted properly, so then it's asa to eat minat Torah. So again, that's an example of something that came into your hands inadvertently. You didn't go to the store to try to buy this. It was sent to you, and now you're allowed to get rid of it in a quick fashion once you had it. So if you want, you could sell it. If you want, you could give it to your cleaning lady. It's not considered doing business with, because it came into your hands inadvertently. However, on the flip side, if let's say you want to buy a gift basket for someone that you do, a nachri that you do business with, so you shouldn't go to the store and buy all the different not kosher products that are asa to eat minat Torah because you know he likes them, because then you're doing business with it. You're buying stuff and then you're giving it as a gift to the nachri. You should buy things that aren't asa to eat minat Torah. As it says in Sif Dalet, we'll get to that a little later. Let's do Sif Gimel first. V'chein mutal l'gavis b'chayvay, gavis b'chayvay dvayim t'meim, v'yim k'rem miyad. Same thing as, let's say, a nachri owes you money, and he doesn't have any cash to pay you back, but he has a bunch of canned catfish in his warehouse, which is the only thing that asset that he has, so he'll give it to you, and this way you'll be able to perhaps recover some of your loan. So you're allowed to take that, and you're allowed to then sell that to get money for it. But you have to v'im krim miyad. You have to sell it immediately. The asal ha'shoysan k'dei l'istachir b'hem. You're not allowed to hang on to it in order to profit from it. So if you think that perhaps there might be a catfish shortage in 3 months from now, so you want to hold it and see if maybe perhaps the price will rise and you could really make back a lot of your money on that. No, that you're not allowed to do. But you're allowed to hold on to it so that you don't lose from the initial amount. So if, let's say, you got it right before a holiday weekend, and if you try to sell it quickly over the holiday weekend, there's just not too many buyers, you're not going to get too much money for that. That you're allowed to stay and delay with. But in terms of delaying to play with the market and make money on it, that's something that you can't do. Siftalid. Davar sheni suay ele midrabanan. However, something that's only asa to eat midrabanan could go in gvina shel nachri, like the cheeses of a nachri. Mutal asayis b'yischayil. I do business with it. Why is cheese that's made from milk asa? So one of the reasons is because they used to put it in the cavity of a stomach of an animal that wasn't kosher, and the rennet that's in there made the milk curdle into cheese. So that's only an issa d'rabbanan, because you're not really tasting the chemicals that were in that stomach. It's just that you know that the item has changed because of it, because instead of being milk, it's now curled into cheese. So that's something you're allowed to do business with, because it's only usa to eat midrabanan. So let's say you decided you want to go into the gourmet Swiss cheese business, and you're going to import expensive Swiss cheese and sell it to different delicatessens that are trefa delicatessens around the area. So that's okay to do that, even though you're doing business with it and you're profiting with it, but that food is only usa to eat midrabanan. So sometimes you'll have food wholesalers, and what they'll do is, you have a Jewish food wholesaler, and he stocks a bunch of different items. So sometimes they'll go to the rabbanim and they'll say, okay, hey, check out all the ingredients here. Let's find out what's asa min hatayir, what's asa midrabanan. If it's something that's asa midrabanan, so they continue on and do business with it. If it's asa midaraisa, so then under certain circumstances, they might have, if they have a gayisha partner also, so then they might have the nachri partner actually buy and sell that and make sure that the it doesn't have any connection to it. Each case should be looked at individually. We said earlier that if you received a gift basket and there were things that were asa to eat minat Torah, you're allowed to sell them off. So a person could ask the question, well, how are you receiving the gift basket? Perhaps when the delivery man comes and he's holding the basket and you see in there that there are things that are not asa to eat, perhaps you have to tell him, oh, no, I can't accept the basket, because now you're accepting it and selling the stuff that's perhaps doing business with something that's asa to eat minat Torah. The answer is, we go with the Taz, that says that really, why is the guy sending you a gift? He's sending you a gift, obviously, because he owes you something. He owes you a taiva, or he wants a taiva from you. And if you don't accept the gift, he's not going to give you any other form of payment to in lieu of the favor that you did for him, or the favors that you will do for him. So therefore, if you don't accept that, you'll lose out on that whole opportunity. So that's considered as something that came inadvertently, that you already have it, because otherwise you would lose the opportunity and not get payment for that service that he's giving you that gift for. So you're allowed to accept it, but again, you now have to get rid of the stuff that's not kosher minat Torah in a expedient fashion. Sometimes there's an issue where the person works for Nachrim, and the Yid works for Nachri, and he's in charge of making the order for the holiday baskets that are going to be sent to all the clients of the company. And so can he order that? So if he's using the company credit card, it's not his own personal credit card, then that's certainly fine, because he's not touching it and he has no ownership of it, as we described. But let's say you have to use your own credit card and they'll reimburse you later. So that usually when you pay something by credit card, you own it. So what should you do in such a situation? So we mentioned the Chulas Chassam Sofer earlier, that if you set it up that you don't really own it, like the case of the fish, they were importing from company A to company B. If you don't really own it, so then b'shas adchak, if you don't own it and it's not going to be in your possession, that you can nash from it, so then there wouldn't be an iser. So b'shas adchak, what you should do is you should have in mind that you're not going to be taking ownership of the merchandise, because really you're not doing any kinyan on a specific basket. What you're doing is when you order it by phone, or when you order it online, the Nachri can give you any basket that he wants that is that style. You know, it's a style basket. He has 50 of them, 100 of them there. He could give whichever one you want. You don't have a specific title to any specific type of basket. And since it's going from one Nachri to the other Nachri, it's going from the company that makes the gift baskets to the company that is the recipient of your gift. So therefore, b'shas adchak, that would be okay if you're stuck in such a situation. Since we're on the topic of gift baskets, just something to point out as well, one should not buy not kosher wine for a to give as a gift to a client that's a nachri or to an associate, etc. Because in general we treat not kosher wine as yayin nesach. However, in certain situations, if it's a shas tzayich for Ashkenazim, since it's only a chumah that we treat stam yayinim like yayin nesach, but really it's muta bahana b'diavad. So there is room to be lenient if a person has a specific situation of need where he needs to be makel on that. One should always speak with his halachic advisor. Kol tov.